Thank you, and good evening, and welcome to our football preview for this week, preceding, of course, tonight's big game between Murfreesboro and Clarksville. Lots of other football is being played throughout Middle Tennessee tonight, and here's a complete listing of the games. Of course, Clarksville is here to play Murfreesboro, and one that will be starting briefly. Smyrna and Tullahoma will play at Smyrna tonight. Lebanon will be at Springfield. Sparta will be at Crossville. Hartsville will go to Gallatin. BGA is at Hendersonville. Columbia plays Knoxville Central. Franklin County will be at Shelbyville. Carthage will play Gordonsville. Manchester is at Grundy County. Lafayette will be at Watertown. Blanche will be at Lynchburg. McMinnville Central will play McMinnville City. Woodbury will be at Linville. And Lawrenceburg, one of the Murfreesboro opponents, will have the week off. We have as our guest tonight, the ex-mayor of Murfreesboro, Jack Todd. Haynes Baltimore is with us tonight. Mr. Henry White, John Woodfin, and of course, Mr. Henry White and John Woodfin, along with ex-mayor Jack Todd, were all members of a 1920 Murfreesboro football team. And we'll be talking to them about some of the events that took place on Thanksgiving Day in just a few moments. Also with us tonight is Norris Levern, and we'll be back to talk to these gentlemen in just a moment. Right now, we pause for this. Fellas, we've got a real big football game coming up in just a moment, but I think first of all we might go into a little history about this game that's coming up tonight. It's called the Apple Game, and it originated back in 1920, and one of the members of that 1920 Murfreesboro football team was Mr. John Woodfin. John, give us a little detail about this Apple Game, as it was called. Why was it called the Apple Game? We understand there was a passing of the apple that started taking place, and could you relate to us some of the events of this day back in 1920?
That was Thanksgiving Day, 1920. Murfreesboro had not lost a game. We were playing Clarksville in Clarksville. We left early in the morning by train, and we were scared, supposed to beat Clarksville. We were a little overconfident, very much overconfident, I'd say, wouldn't you, Jack?
As it turned out, I think we were.
We made up a little pony place among the spectators that went over on the train. And Mr. Ben Cockrell, who was a staunch supporter of Murfreesboro, had the money to bet $164. That was every surplus dollar in Murfreesboro at that time. And he could not get anyone to cover the bet over there until the halftime. Clarksville had scored 6 points with a touchdown, and Captain Jack Todd had drop-kicked a field goal from the 35 or 40, made a drop-kick from the 35 or 40-yard line. Score was 6-3. Mr. Cockrell came to us. We didn't go into a field house or anything. One squad went over on one side of the field, and the other squad on the other side, and hovered around, and the coach talked to us, and Mr. Cockrell came up and said, "Boys, I just bet our entire pile $164. Even though Clarksville's ahead 6-3, I believe you'll come along and win the game." So we thought we would. But Jim Miller Moffitt, a former Murfreesboro boy, was a little too much for us, and they scored another touchdown, and Captain Jack Todd made another drop kick from 35 or 40 yard line. The score ended up 12-6. That night after the game, we was downtown getting to leave, and Mr. Mims Fuqua, who headed the Clarksville group in the little bet, picked up an apple and handed it to Mr. Cockle with a notation on it. Paid in full, $164, and handed the apple to Mr. Cockle. On the way home, Mr. Cockle showed us the apple and the note, and I asked him if he'd give me the apple. I wanted to keep it. He did, and we brought the apple on home, and never dreaming of anything going on as long as this apple game is going on, this will be the 47th time. I asked T.M. Topley, the druggist, how to preserve this apple. He said, alcohol. Put it in alcohol. And he gave me a old-timey Yucatan chewing gum jar, the big mouth jar, and we put the apple in alcohol and sealed it up with paraffin. And I carried it home with me and set it up on the mantel, and it stayed there until the next year when Clarksville came over here, and we beat them. I don't recall the score, and Mr. Cockle ran up to my father and said, John, where's the apple? Where's the apple? We're going to give it back to Clarksville. So my father went and home and got the apple and brought it to Mr. Cockle and in the dressing rooms. He called us all together, both teams, and presented the apple to Clarksville. And they carried it home, and it's been going back and forth. It has made 47 trips back and forth, 46 trips back and forth.
That's real interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's really interesting.
I might ask you this, John. How many members, how many total members did you have of the football team at that time?
Captain Jack, about how many did we have?
Oh, I would say about 18 or 19, wasn't it?
Somewhere along there.
Did you use Mr. Jack just to drop kick those field goals? Is that all he did?
Oh, no. Jack ran the team. He was great quarterback.
He sure was.
I'd like for him to explain.
What type of offense did you play back in? Did you play single wing then? Or just plain tee?
Captain Jack answered
right, Captain.
That question.
We played a single wing and a short punt. Mm-hmm. And I might say this was a fine team. It was a team that had some speed, and it had a wonderful fullback in Irby Epps, who now lives in Texas. Albert King was a halfback with speed, and Bill Ridley, Granville Ridley's brother, was a halfback. John now played guard, and Henry White a tackle. Bill Braden, who lives here now, played a guard. My brother played right tackle. John Little was right in. He went on to be captain of Georgia Tech, and Lucky McCullough, we called him, played left end, and he was a brother of the late Hubert McCullough, the city manager. And I don't believe this team probably was scored on but once that season. And it was
You mean up till the Clarksville game?
Up to the Clarksville game.
You hadn't scored on up to the Clarksville.
But one time, I think one team maybe scored on us, and this as I recall, John and Henry, it was a sort of sticky day, and that was a pretty sticky field we played on, and it was pretty hard to run anything except line plays. We couldn't get around the end for some reason, and of course those two drop kicks I had, they're getting longer every year. I really think it was about the 10 or 12 yard line, and I think one reason, John, that Mr. Cockrell felt pretty confident. Played an awful good first half and got up there pretty close and couldn't get that ball over.
What was Clarksville's record coming into this game? Anybody?
I recall this.
I recall that they had a good team. They had a son of a boy named Griswold. And I recall that Charlie Critchlow was playing center and was later got killed in a automobile accident, and he was stopping everything up in there, and Charlie came to me and said, "Don't call anything over me. This guy's beating me to death." Well, this boy, Griswold John, went on, and I think right through there, the freshman could play on the Vosk, and I believe he made the University of Tennessee the next year after that.
Well, take Bill Bo Allen. He was only in the eighth grade when he was playing here.
Yes.
Well, you could play him in the eighth grade? Yes. You know, there's a picture. It's too bad we don't have television here tonight. There's a picture of those fearsome 11, I guess you might call them.
He was in the eighth grade. He played 5 years on the high school team.
Jack Todd, how did you go to the games? You went by train, I think, then,
didn't you? Well, we did. We had a special car. I might say this. It wasn't any better Stool Spirit anywhere than it was for that year. This was probably the first or second high school team in Murfreesboro. As I recall, maybe it was a 1919, the 18, probably 18 and 19, but a fine school spirit, and as I recall, we had a special car. And of course, it was a day car, and we had all the students and all on there, and it was quite a day. We left, like John said, about 5, and I think finally got back at 1 o'clock that same night, but it was probably the worst ride home any team or any supporters ever had. We, like John said, we were a little overconfident, but it was a good Clarksville team.
Were you a senior that year?
No, I was a sophomore. I went on to SMA and Forney Military Academy and played 2 years
somewhere.
I had to get in by Swanee.
What about your uniform at that time? Did you wear shoulder pads?
Oh, yeah.
They
had to buy your own uniform?
Yeah, they gave us the pants, and we bought the... If we had shoulder pads, we bought our own shoulder pads. If we had a headgear, we bought it. And the sweater, we bought it.
Well, what would a pair of shoulder pads cost back then?
Oh, about a dollar and a half.
I mean, it's something like be buying equipment now.
Henry White brought a horse collar in, made shoulder pads out of horse collar.
I like him more about this kicking.
Not a collar, but a pad.
What'd you say, Haynes?
I like him more about this kicking.
You say this field goal could be a little longer. I've heard this from several other places, Mayor, that you could drop kick that ball pretty good back then. Was place holding not allowed then, or just wasn't
Well, the ball then was a little round than it was.
It is now.
That's right, and it is now. And it, even in college back then, they were doing more drop kicking and all. And I don't remember you boys any place kicking along that, or probably 4 or 5 years later. Mm-hmm.
Who was the coach at this time?
Mr. Moore, Mr. C.H. Moore. He was a fine coach and a fine gentleman. And
he sure was. He was and, a swell man.
I think John and you and Albert King have been in touch with him. I had a note from him. He's living in Kentucky, I believe.
Albert King looked to learn where he was. I was trying to think of the place in Kentucky and wrote him. And Albert had a letter last year from Mr. Moore, and he and Ms. Moore also taught in high school. I think the high school had about 10 instructors then, including Mr. and Ms. Mitchell, and they are both retired and live some little place in Kentucky, not too far from Mayfield.
Where was the high school then?
It was down where the Middle Tennessee Electric building is now.
Maple.
Yes, it was the first year, I believe, 1920 of the high school. And it burnt down, of course, a few years later. The school before then was out on East Main Street, there was a Mooney Prep School, and we had a building there next to Cecil Elrod.
Where did you play your home games?
We played it on, they called it Carr Field, the old Mooney Field.
That's also where they had a baseball field.
That's right.
What day did you play these games on?
They were played Friday afternoon. And I might say this, of course, it's better football like everything else, but it was still back there. It was the same old thing of blocking and tackling and running hard. It was the fundamentals of still doing it. Of course, to me, it's been the speed. The boys wasn't quite as big, but this team was big enough. It was the speed and the quickness.
I only weighed 135.
Pardon?
Weighed only 135 pounds.
You played tackle, Mr. Farn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That makes me feel like I could have played back then, Norris.
Yeah. I don't believe the kicking is as good now as it was back in those days.
We'll be back to talk to ex-Mayor Jack Todd, Henry White, John Woodson, all members of the 1920 Murfreesboro football team in just a moment. Right now, we pause for this word. Fellas, moving along with our conversation about the Apple game here tonight, I know all of you men are located here in Murfreesboro, and do you get a kind of a feeling, I know you must have when you first got out of school, do you go back and try to see this Clarksville game every year? John?
I haven't been as regular seeing it as I would like to have.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Mayor?
Well, I've seen practically all of them. I may have missed some at Clarksville.
Do you get a chance to renew old acquaintances? Do you ever see some of the guys you actually participated against?
No, I don't believe we have. We might have a good many years ago, but I don't recall any lately.
How many officials did you have in the football game back then?
How many what?
How many officials, referees?
I think we had three. We had the referee and the umpire and the head lineman. And it was the same, practically the same rules, of course. It was the same dimensions of the field, and you had to make 10 yards and four lines.
Who were some of the teams that you played? You say this one year you had the real good ball club. Who were some of the clubs you played? Did Lebanon have a high school, for example? Were you playing them, or can you remember this? I know it's been quite a while.
Well, I hate to talk too much, of course.
That's the first time. But
I remember very well the Lebanon game that we played over there, John and Henry. It was very tough, and I remember that I think we beat Shelville pretty bad that time.
Yeah.
But I think the Lebanon game was probably the hardest one before that, as I remember.
You don't remember the score?
No, I don't. But I'll say that John and Henry, I know I have. I've played this Clarksville game over on many a time and was sleeping and all that things we might have done. But
well, Jack, I don't know if you remember it or not, but I recovered a fumble that they made and went on and made a touchdown on, but they called it back.
Is that right?
Over there,
yeah, sure, I remember it.
How many people did you have to attend the games back then? What did you have to pay to get in and see a ball game? Like today, you pay $1, $1.50, $2. What did you have to pay then?
I paid 50 cents, and most everybody slipped in.
What condition was the fields then back then? Did you have pretty good turf play football games?
Had a good
or was
field
it pretty
out
rough?
Here. This was a good field out here. It was the old Mooney field there, and it was good. Mm-hmm. With the exception of a lot of onions.
Did you play in the rain? The rain didn't postpone the games. Did it?
Oh, no, it wasn't any postponement. I remember one thing. Some of the older people may remember Boyd Carr. He was not in this picture that we had here tonight, but Boyd played a lot in that game. And I remember Boyd when we had our last practice on this Carr field that later was called. It wasn't called that then. We had to go back over the high school to dress, and we were coming back and forth in cars, and Boyd got in the car, and then he got off the car and went back to the field, and kneel down and kiss the field. And we were sort of dedicated to try to win that game, but it was just, I don't think it was in the books.
Well, was this the first time you had played Clarksville, and was this thing kind of a championship of Middle Tennessee? Was that the way it was built?
Well, this was probably, like I say, of course, World War Number One was just over 1918. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a football team, John and Henry, a high school team in 1919.
Yes.
And I think Warner Hooper played on it, and we played
Harris and
Peabody.
Harris, if you remember.
And this is probably the second high school team.
We'll be back to continue our discussion of the football as it was played in 1920 and the football as it will be played tonight on Jones Field here in Murfreesboro. Right now, we pause for this word. Fellas, continuing our discussion of the Apple game, as I guess our whole program has turned out to be. It's been so interesting. I might ask this. What were the practice sessions like back then? Did you have a designated time of school, or did you have to practice after school?
Oh, we practiced
after school.
How long did you practice?
Oh, about dark. Then we had to... Our road work, our track work, was trotting from Mooney Field back to the high school to undress.
How far was it?
Well, Mooney Field was out on Main Street, about 1,000 block, and the high school was down where Middle Tennessee is, Middle Tennessee Electric. Of course, we'd all catch rides out there so we could get started practicing. Mm-hmm. That was all after school.
The mayor brought something a while ago that despite the fact all the change has been made, it's still blocking and tackling. And I guess the methods were pretty much the same as they are now, aren't they?
Yes, I think so. Of course, I thought the boys then was large enough, but Henry White was such a good tackle lad, and he just says he weighed 135 pounds. But I guess it was smaller, of course.
We had smaller boys. And John here, he weighed a lot more than I did.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of football being played in Murfreesboro at this time? I mean, were kids getting out in the afternoon playing in sand lots, as they were called, or somebody's backyard, or?
I'll say this, that the high school, Mr. Mitchell came here in the fall of 1919, before the new high school was built. And that was the first year that Murfreesboro ever had a Murfreesboro High School, other than the normal, had a football team. And the high school team was the outgrowth of a neighborhood team, Jack Todd's team. We played in Jack's front yard. We didn't have any goal posts. We just wanted a group maybe from out on Maple Street to come out to Jack's, and we'd play against each other. Maybe one game somebody would be playing with Maple Street, and the next game they'd be playing with Jack Todd's team, as known as Jack Todd's team.
Was that the only field he played on? The other team didn't have a home field too, did they?
No, just a vacant lot anywhere we could find.
Well, that, John, I recall now, you know, Elliot Stockett was out on Maple Street, and he was a... Roger Sanders. Elliot, I remember, was a very good fullback.
Mayor, how'd you practice all your drop kicking out there if we didn't have any goals?
He learned that when he graduated up to the high school.
Oh, he got up in the big time, huh?
Yeah.
He was just a natural.
And I might add here, the mayor's just a little too modest, but he went on to Swanee Military Academy and quarterbacked Swanee for 3 years, military academy, and then went to the University of the South and quarterbacked there 4 years, and was captain of the University of the South.
That's quite a record, Mayor. You don't have to be so modest. I've checked a little bit about on you before I invited you down tonight. We're almost running out of time here. It's been most enjoyable. I might talk a little bit about our football game tonight. Norris, we play Clarksville tonight, and I'll tell you something. When I first came to Murfreesboro, I talked to some people right before I did my first football game. I came here during the basketball season and went through the basketball season, and the first year I was here was 1962. And people were telling me how easy it was for us to beat Clarksville. That all you had to do was just throw a black and gold jersey on the field, and they were as good as beat. And yet, I've been here 6 years, and we've won one time. And that was in 1963, I believe, and we won 26-0. Even the year which we had, what I thought was one of the finest teams I'd seen, was the year Dickie was a senior, Dickie Thomas, and Charlie Jordan.
That's when we had the 13-0 lead.
And blew it and got beat 14-13. So Clarksville has been real mean in the last 4 or 5 years, and it looks like we might be getting snake bit in some of these games, Norris.
I believe we're going to make a comeback tonight. I think the worm's going to turn tonight.
Well, I hope so. I hope we can get rid of that old ugly apple that John grabbed back in 1920 and put it back up in Clarksville for a year. Haynes, have you had a chance to see the club and any of the preseason scrimmages, I should say?
No, I hadn't, Monty. I'm hoping that we'll have a real good season.
Well, they've had two scrimmages.
Right, right. That's what we've heard. I might say this. Next week is Tullahoma, and this is going to be a switch. We've been playing Doug Cooper for so many years, and Tullahoma hadn't scored a touchdown in 5 years. And I talked to Jack Jolly, and Jack said, well, I'll guarantee you one. He talks. I said, I'll guarantee you one thing. We're going to score a touchdown. So those fellows seem to really be real high down there.
That's going to really have the Murfreesboro taste to it next week.
Yeah, and in case some of the people might not know what we're talking about, the Murfreesboro taste, Bobby Morton, who was a real fine football player here and later star at the University of Tennessee as a head football coach now at Tullahoma, and Jack Jolly, of course, is a right-hand man. Norris, how do you feel about the season? I know you've probably had a chance to see him work out a little bit, but you and I have followed him so close, we know what they've got coming back. And, of course, some of these boys improve from year to year, don't they?
Yes, they do. I understand that Bart Fyfe, the quarterback, is doing a real good job. If he can come through, I believe we'll have a good year.
And he's throwing a little bit, they say, and anytime you put that football in the air, well, you're going to stay in a ball game, because like one guy said, all you have to do is look good on one play, and you're 6 points up on the board. Middle Tennessee will be starting soon, Haynes. We were out there this past week and watched them suit up, and an awful lot of beef they've got coming back this year.
Look like they're going to have a real good ball team.
Of course, Coach Murphy, he says, will be rough.
Yeah. Last year was a rebuilding year, 7-3, he said. Fellas, I've certainly enjoyed our discussion.
There's one thing on before. Go ahead. Anytime you go off, I've got to get just a little baseball with.
All right, go ahead.
I want to ask.
You can't be talking about the Yankees.
I want to ask Mayor Todd. That's what I want. Is he a Boston Red Sox fan? Has been for years.
I've always been crazy about him ever since Ted Williams has been there.
That's the way he is. Last year with Baltimore. Just,
he's always been a St. Louis fan.
Yeah, I like St. Louis.
That's good. We've certainly enjoyed it, fellas. We've been speaking to ex-mayor of Murfreesboro, Jack Todd, Mr. Henry White, and John Whippin. They were members of the 1920 Murfreesboro High School football team that went to Clarksville and got beat on a Thanksgiving afternoon, lost $163 and a little prestige. And the next Thanksgiving, however, they rebounded like true Tigers will and gave the old apple right back to Clarksville. And that's what we hope that Murfreesboro will be able to do tonight. Also joining us tonight on our football preview was Haynes Baltimore. Glad to have you, Haynes. And Norris, always good to have you in our studios. Get set for the kickoff of Murfreesboro and Clarksville. This is Monty Hill speaking. Good evening.